Well, and we do a, so our boot camp starts on Thursday night and goes till Sunday at noon. And a lot of guys go, oh, I don't know if I can take off that much.
Too much, Vic.
Yeah.
I can't do that, Vic.
Right. But it's 66 hours. That's all it is. But to get away, like you said, to be still, to be quiet. And one of the things we don't do, we don't break out into small groups. We don't sit there and sing Kumbaya. We don't go, hey, group hug, you know, that kind of thing. It's more of a one-on-one with you and God.
Tell me all your struggles, Vic.
Yeah, you know, no. You know. but actually, if Sean said, tell me all your struggles, I could BS my way through that.
Right.
And go, oh, everything's good. You know, I'm doing great.
That's your typical Sunday morning answer,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Guy says, how's it going?
Yeah.
How's it been since last week? I'm blessed.
Yeah, God's good. But when you go to a boot camp and we say, okay, Josh, after this session, we're going to take a vow of silence. And we're going to go outside, find a place that you just get away with you and God. And we want you to ask this question or answer, journal this question. You can't BS God. Mm. You can BS Sean and Josh, but you can't BS God. And when you start going, all right, Lord, what do you think of me? How do you look at me? What do you think of whatever the question is? And all of a sudden you stop and listen. It can be powerful.
Yeah, and each session really builds upon the other one. And so it takes you just to a place that, you know, a Sunday morning service doesn't do. You know, I grew up a pastor's kid. I'm married a pastor's kid. I've been to every men's event under the sun for the past 40 years almost. And whether I was a kid, that was just drug along for the, you know, the nice little potluck men's dinner, to Promise Keepers, to you name it, and all these different events. And there's nothing like this because it's not about men in front of other men. And you're trying to pose, you know, you're trying to be someone that you think other men want to see you as, or that you want to be seen as. But in the truth, it's you and God. And yeah, you're there with other men. And I think that's the most comforting part, is that you're all uncomfortable in a way, because you're asking questions to God. Who am I? What do you mean when you mean me? What does it mean to, you know, find rest in you and find my identity in you, God, and not in what my wife says, what my boss says, what my employees say, what my clients say? You know, there's so many different ways that we take that question of, do I have what it takes? You know, I think about little boys in a ballpark. You know, I took my daughter to soccer practice last night, and, you know, she's like, well, what if I get hurt? What if I'm not good enough? What if this, you know, and that's the question. As we grow up, we continue to ask that question. Do I have what it takes? Do I have what it takes here? And we take that question to the wrong place all the time. And when we take it to God, God says, you are my son. You are a king, you know, you will be. And you're finding your identity in what God says is who you are. And it's just something completely different. I love and hate the term self-help because I can't help myself. Mm. I really can't. And we have all these self-help books, and the truth is, the answer is Christ help.
Yeah.
You know, there's something in that. And it's funny because people will look at you and they'll say, oh, well, you must have something I don't. Well, we hope they say that at least, but in truth, you know, we have the Holy Spirit in our lives, and we have that direct connection to God. And we don't tap into that the best way, because why? Our lives are so busy. Our wife needs us to do this. Our kids need us to do this. I'm working two jobs. I'm just going. And man, I never take a moment. I take a moment to pray. Maybe I pray to God, but what's a conversation? A conversation's two ways. A big part of that is listening. And so that's what this kind of focuses on is, yeah, you talk to God and you pray to God and you ask some of these questions, but when do guys take a moment for themselves, completely get away? And oh, it's a retreat. Oh, you're going to go eat steak. Oh, you're going to go see bison, and oh, you're going to go fishing. Yeah, we're going to do those things. Absolutely. I'm going to eat a giant piece of 20-ounce steak. You know, I might do that. But it, you know, at the same time, it is completely focused on sending these guys back a different man, a man that God means when he means them. And they get there by self-help. Yeah. Right. But they get there by the help of the Holy Spirit. And it takes a listening prayer to get there, because we really are awful at that in our current society. Awful at listening.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for watching this short with us today. And if you like it, check out our full episodes on our channel and website. We'll put those in the links below. And as always, Scott,
like and subscribe, or subscribe and then like, whatever order you want, really.
Whatever order you like.
Yeah.
Thanks.